1 o'clock. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online. It's a quarter to midnight, and time now for Verity Sharp with this evening's Late Junction.
Destinataire inconnu. Thank you. Well, that's one of those melodies that proves very hard to get out of your head. It's haunting stuff from Kate and Anna McGarrigle and the song Ce Matin. And after that brooding start to Late Junction tonight, here is guitarist Leo Kottke to up the tempo. Leo Kottke and Last Steam Engine Train. Well, we've got an exclusive Late Junction session for you tonight, featuring another talented guitarist, but from these shores, C. Joins, who we teamed up with the very gifted but somewhat elusive singer, Stephanie Hladowski. And they used the session to explore some of the darkest of English folk songs. We'll play most of it for you after midnight, but just as a taster, here's their telling of The Bitter Withy.
It fell out on a bright holiday. Small hail from the sky did fall. Our Savior asked his mother dear if he may go play at ball. At ball, my own dear son. It's time that you were gone. And don't let me hear of any doings at night when you come home. So up Linco and down Linco, our sweetest Savior run. And there he met three rich young lords. A good morning to you all. Good morn, good morn, good morn, said they. Good morning, then said he. if you're all lords and ladies' sons. Born in your bower and hall, I will make you believe in your latter end. I'm an angel above you all. So he made him a bridge with the beams of the sun, and over the water crossed he. These rich young lords, well, they followed after him, and drowned they were free. Then up Linkle and down Linkle, these young lords' mothers ran. Sing merry miles, fetch home your child, for hours he's drowned all. Then up Linkle and down Linkle, Mary Mild did bear, and there she found a saviour bright, and fetched him home by the air. Sweet Jesus, go down to yonder town, as far as the holy well, and take away those three sinful souls, and dip them deep in hell. Nay, nay, sweet Jesus, then he said nay, 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 may not be, for there are too many sinful souls crying for the help of me. So Mary Mild fetched home her child and laid him across her knee, with a handful of green withy twigs she gave him flashes three. Oh, withy, oh, bitter withy, thou hast caused me so to smile, and the withy shall be the very first tree that shall perish at the heart.
So good. The Bitter Withy, as told by Stephanie Hladovsky with Sea Joins. As I say, more from them after midnight tonight, including an interview where Chris talks about his guitar style. He was actually bowing his guitar in that song. But he's also recently been taking inspiration from African music, not least the Umbira thumb piano of Zimbabwe, on which some very delicate patterns are played. Here it is, as played by Kevin Nathaniel, and his piece Spiral. Thank you.
to the Queen of Hearts is the Ace of Sorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow. Young men are plenty, but sweethearts few. If my love leaves me, what shall I? I love my sister, I love my brother, I love my friends and my family too. I'd forsake them all and go with you.
Queen of Hearts from the Unthanks new album Last, which you'll find on the Rabble Rouser label. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is one of 21 preludes that the Norwegian pianist Hetil Bjørnstad wrote in the 1980s when he was trying to find an altogether purer and more minimal style of music. Thank you. Prelude 15, written and played by Hetil Bjornstad. And so to our latest Late Junction session, where we invited C. Joins into the studio. He's a wonderful finger-picking guitarist currently based in Cambridge, along with Stephanie Hladowski, who, despite her Polish surname, was born and raised in Bradford and was truly blessed with a very pure and natural voice. And their collective wish was to explore some classic English folk songs, which neither of them had come across before. I talked to them about the collaboration, but before we hear a bit of that interview, here are three pieces in a row because they're all quite short. C. Joins playing the tune Salmon Tales after the tale here of the dark-eyed sailor.
Young man came from hunting, faint and weary. What doth ail my love, my dearie? Oh, mother dear, let my bed be made, for I feel the gripe of the woody night shade. Lie low, sweet Grendel. Now all you young men that do eat full well, and they that sup right merry, 'tis far better, I entreat, to have toads for your meat than to eat of the wild, wild berry. Now this young man, he died fair soon, by the light of the hunter's moon. 'Twas not by bone, nor yet by blade, but the deathly gripe of the woody nightshade. Lie low, sweet Grendel. His lordship's wench, they hanged her high, for she was the cause of her lord to die. And in her locks entwined a braid of the deathly berries of the woody nightshade. Lie low, sweet Grendel. Now all you young men that do eat full well, and they that sup right merry, 'tis far better I entreat to have toads for your meat than to eat of the wild, wild berry.
The Tale of the Wild, Wild Berry, as told by Stephanie Hladowski, and joined here by the guitarist C. Joins. This is an exclusive Late Junction session. And have you two ever played together before? You brought together in Late Junction studio, Chris?
Well, we played together last weekend, didn't we? A quick run through at my house. But up till then, it was all emails backwards and forwards.
So how did you actually come across each other's work in the first instance?
Well, for me, it was a total Lake Junction thing. When I heard some of the tunes off of Stephanie's 10-inch,
the High Nest.
Yeah, that must have been like a couple of years ago. And I just thought, wow, that's really good. Mm. And then, I got in touch with you.
So how did you then go about deciding what you wanted to do for this collaboration? Did you have certain songs that you felt you wanted to learn or...
Well, Chris definitely came up with the songs that he loved and sent me some ideas through to see what I thought. And a lot of them were completely new to me, but a few of them I'd heard, like Shirley Collins versions of.
Because some of them are quite the sort of pillars of the repertoire, aren't they? Some of these, we're going to hear Flash Company mm-hmm. later on, but Dark Eyed Sailor. But Wild Wild Berry, that was new to me. Did you know that one?
No, not at all.
Apparently that song, it was a song that was known only through this one singer from Sussex. There's a guy called Ray Driscoll.
Don't you just love that about the English tradition as well, the fact that they come down through one singer in a part of the country, and it just gives you such a sense of connection? Because, I mean, what sort of music have you been exploring, Chris, beforehand with your guitar? You've kind of...
Well, most of the stuff has come through sort of versions of like the sort of solo guitar tradition. Stuff like Robbie Basho, for example, John Fahey, Davy Graham... to a lesser extent.
People with sort of feet firmly in folk music or traditional
music. Yeah, definitely, but more sort of taking something that's from a folk tradition and kind of working with it, you know, sort of reworking it into other things. I think definitely taking the folk thing, but bringing in, for example, using a bit of kind of improvised music or a bit of jazz, or, I mean, I've been listening a lot recently to a lot of recordings from Africa, you know, traditional field recordings and things like that, Mbira tunes, Kora tunes, and it's sort of seeing how you can kind of rip off that or adapt it to a guitar style. It's kind of mixing things up a little bit is what I'm interested in.
And how about you, Stephanie? How do you go about learning a, or what do you look for in a song, and then how do you go about learning it?
Well, I feel like I owe a lot to friends and my brother especially. I just hear things that I like, usually stuff that makes me cry the first time I listen to it, sad stuff. But generally, just music from all over the world. It could be like Bulgarian, Indian singing, and Azerbaijani music. Mm. And to me, all of that is folk music, because generally it brings people together. And yeah, just something you can connect with. So a lot of the time, it's going to have a different effect on everybody. Like, one person's interpretation is going to be completely different to another person's, and that's kind of the beauty of it. And that's why I don't like explaining the songs I sing a lot of the time. I feel it's up to the listener to decide what to take from it.
Mm. Yeah, I think particularly with these with the sorts of songs like this, you know, songs where there's poisonings, deaths, whatever, mm-hmm. it's kind of morally ambiguous actually what the message is.
Yeah.
You know, are they condoning it? You know, who's at fault in the, you know, the events that happen in these songs? I quite like that, the kind of open-endedness about it. Yeah,
there are kind of, there's nice gaps that you can sort of fill yourselves, because we're going to hear George Collins, which is, you know, he dies, doesn't he? But we don't really know how he dies. We sort of, that's...
Yeah, he goes across the river to the girl who's waving to him, and the next time we see him, he's a corpse.
And then how have you arranged this?
What we wanted to do with some of these songs would be just to play them straight, have a straight kind of guitar voice thing, and then I think we're also interested in tampering around with them and doing different things as well. The George Collins one came about because I figured out that this guitar I use, the dobro, if you prepare it, that's to say you put things on the strings, sticks between the strings, that sort of thing, you can get a whole range of different rattles and tones and harmonics and that sort of thing. And it was something that I was very interested in because, I've been listening to a lot of Mbira music, and I wanted to try and replicate that. Mm. I'd also, someone had been playing me John Cage's pieces for prepared piano, and I thought, oh, wow, I wonder if I can do that. But the reason why I wanted to try and apply this to this particular song, because the original recording, the way the singer, I think it might be Enos White or someone, the way he delivers it is very kind of halting. It has this kind of strange stop-start sort of tempo, and that was something I wanted to kind of draw out in our own version of that. So we played it like that, but it was quite stark. And then when we got to the studio here, we found there was a Hammond C3 in the corner, and thought it'd sound really great with the kind of drone going on underneath to kind of fill out the sound a bit more.
George Collins, cried she, made a reply. George Collins is corpse, an old true lover of time. Oh, put him down, my little brave boy, and open his coffin so wide that I may kiss George Collins' cheek, for 10,000 times he has kissed mine. This news was carried to fair London town, and rode on London gate. There were six pretty maids died all in one night, all for George Collins' sake. The jigging and the dancing, it was all my delight. And stopping out late, my boy, been the ruin of me quite. Stopping out late, my boy, like a great many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I should never have been so poor. Once I had a collar, it was like any rose, and now that I am faded, like the lily that grows. As the lily in the garden, all my beauty has all gone. If it wasn't for Flash Company, I should never have been so poor. Now will you take this yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me? I'll tie it safely round your neck in Flash Company. In Flash Company, my boy, like a great many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I should never have been so poor. So the jigging and the dancing, it was all my delight. And stopping out late, my boy, been the ruin of me quite. Stopping out late, my boy, like a great many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I should never have been so poor. I'll sing you a song about two lovers who from Litchfield town they came. The young man's name was William Taylor. hard with grief and woe. And then at last she vowed and she told him, for a soldier she would go. She dressed herself in man's apparel she put on, then for to seek her own true love, for to seek him she has gone. One day as she was exercising, 1, 2, 3, a silver chain hung down her waistcoat and exposed her lily white breast. The sergeant major stepped up to her, asking her what brought her there. I've come to search my one true lover, who has proved to me so dear. If you come to seek your lover, pray you tell to me his name. His name it is Bold William Taylor. Oh, from Litchfield town he came. If his name be William Taylor, William Taylor is not here. He's lately married a rich young lady worth £10,000 a year. If you rise early in the morning, just before the break of day, where there you'll find Bold William Taylor walking out with his lady fair. Then she rose early in the morning, just before the break of day, and there she spied Bold William Taylor walking out with his lady gay. And then she called for a sword and a pistol, which was brought at her command. She fired and she shot Bold William Taylor with his bride at his right hand side. And then the captain stepped up to her, was well pleased at what she had done. He took her and he made her a bold commander over ship and all his men.
Stephanie Kladowski and Sea Joins, Bold William Taylor, preceded by Stephanie going solo in the song Flash Company. All of them fantastic English folk songs, and our thanks to them for a great session. If you go to the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, you can download that session for yourselves. It's now available as a podcast. This is Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here now are the Hot Club of Cowtown.
Lives way down on Jimbo Nelly. The number on the gate and the number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't say why, don't stay a little longer.
The bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. Big creek's up and a little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Slop bucket fell from the window up above. Mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and we laid him on a beam.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Biscuits, feed her cornbread. Girls on the big creek about half grown. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone.
Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Provocar, sou frumoso e passa na frente, golão. μισώ. Κιτσουνά τη αδειένου να σκεπά. Κόμο τσε σκανταρβάρε να προβοκά. Πατένο απ' τη τσινεύα. Του παρούλα μου σαν αμά. Παντόφι πολιτσία. Σε μαπά και αρμαγιά. Πατένο απ' τη τσινεύα. Του παρούλα μου σαν αμά. Πατόφι πολιτσία.
Well, if one phenomenal gypsy band wasn't enough, Taraf Tahaydouk's then teamed up with Macedonia's Brass Kochani Orchestra to celebrate what was 10 years after the release of the album called Band of Gypsies. So this one now is Band of Gypsies 2, and from it, that was the opening track, I Am a Gigolo. Well, putting brass to more subtle use here, this is Freedom from Wanton Fear by Johan Johansson. Freedom from Want and Fear, from Miner's Hymns by Johan Johansson. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and if you are in York at the moment, the Early Music Festival is in full swing, and tomorrow night the Minster will be filled with sounds like this.
Thank you.
The introit from the Missa Pro Defunctis by Luis de Victoria, as sung by the 16 who are going to dedicate the whole concert to his music tomorrow night by way of celebrating Victoria's 400th anniversary. So that's tomorrow night at York Minster as part of the York Early Music Festival. Thanks for listening to Late Junction tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, handing over the reins to Max Reinhardt next week when he's going to be bringing you highlights from the Latitude Festival. Join him on Tuesday, and for now I'll leave you with something new from the Japanese electronica artist Suzumu Yokota. This is Wave Drops. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. International roaming is what this programme is about, and for that I don't think you could do much better than our opening concert today, which brings together musicians from Belgium and Georgia for a performance in Norway. In September 2009, the Brussels Chamber Orchestra began a short tour of the country in St Peter's Church in Stavanger, where the church's organist, Ivan Sarajishvili from Tbilisi, joined them as soloist in this concerto by Salieri. Operatic success was famously to be the composer's main ambition, but in 1 year in his early 20s, while carefully cultivating the Emperor Joseph, Salieri produced a number of concertos, including this one in C.